Now, I want you to think about how you sought God during that time. I want you to think about how you prayed about it, how you drew close to God about that issue. Do we have a picture in our mind, everyone? So children, I want you to follow me too. With you, it might be something that you wanted from mommy or daddy. And I want you to think about during that time, if you wanted your mom or your dad to do something for you and you had told them, think about how you went naughty at all during that time. Think about how maybe mommy didn't have to tell you to lay your bed. You just did it, right? Because you wanted something. So for all of us, I want you to think about that fervency, that passion that you had because you needed something from God, right? Or because you need something if it's right now. And somebody put it this way. The person said, when we're going through issues and situations, it's as if God is shouting. We hear him so clearly. We're searching for him. We want to hear from him. We're there seeking him. But sometimes if we're not careful, when everything is going well, we forget to seek him. His voice is like a distant, very, very distant whisper. But hold on to your picture of that time when you needed him desperately. Now think about that passion that you had for God. And think about if instead of that passion and that fervency being because you wanted something from God, what if in 2018, that same passion, that same fervency, you have it, but not because you want something from God, but because, for instance, a passion to be fully who God wants you to be, a passion to discover his purpose for you in 2018, a passion that draws you to him so desperately because everything he's entrusted into your hands for this year, you want to discover what it is and you want to deliver, you want to be successful in it. Could that be our 2018? This is something that I've been thinking about because I know I have my picture in my mind. I have that time in my mind and I know how I was seeking God. I know how I prayed. For some of us, we fasted during those periods. But when there are no issues, unless it's a corporate fast, some of us, we never fast. But think about those times, right? And hold on to that passion. Now my prayer for myself and my prayer for you is that that same kind of passion, you know, it's like a parent who, if the doctor has said maybe this child is 50-50, is that mom going to sleep? No. The mom is going to pray, she's going to fast, she's going to call everyone she knows. So that same kind of passion, can we be passionate about God like that? Because you know, even though we don't realize it, when God says that we should love him with all our hearts, with all our minds, with everything, that's what he's asking us to do. He's asking you to be sold out for him, passionate for him, not because you want something from him in 2018, but because you want him. So my prayer for every single one of us is that that kind of passion would start to stir up within us in Jesus' name. So the theme for the year for Amazing Grace, our word from God, is that this year is a year of open doors. And during the corporate prayer, we looked at Revelation 3:8, where it comes from. A year of open doors, a year of opportunities, a year where God clears the way for you and opens the door so you can step into victory. But those who are going to enter the reality of open doors, those people, something needs to be different this year. It can't be the same old same. Unfortunately, a word comes all the time. Words come. God speaks his word, and God's word doesn't fail. But we have a part to play as well. The Bible talks about the people that hear God's word, but with one set of people, because it doesn't mix with faith, the Bible says it avails nothing. It does nothing for them, right? So everyone is hearing open doors, but if you're going to be someone who walks in the reality of open doors, something has to be different about 2018. And we're going to talk about some of the things very briefly this morning that need to be different about 2018. And my prayer for us is that it wouldn't just be a word that we hear and we think, oh, really nice, but by February we've forgotten it. My prayer is that God would help us, that we would run with it throughout the year in Jesus' name. So Bible study on Wednesday, for those that were there, we went through the RCCG prophecies for the year, the 2018 prophecies, and I know some of us have seen them, some of us might not have. If you haven't, go online, go through the prophecies, pray about them, read them. So the one that I want to highlight is the very last one. That prophecy, the very last one, it said, the countdown to the end has started. The countdown to the end of times has started. And that says to me that 2018 is not a year for you to live your life the way you want to. That says to me that 2018 is not a year when I can afford to just do things the way I want to do them. 2018 is not a year that you can afford to just waste time and chase irrelevances, things that God hasn't sent you to chase. 2018 is an important year. The countdown to the end has begun. In Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13, we see the story of the virgins, the 10 virgins. I believe we all know that story. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. They all slept, they were all virgins. But then they had that wake-up call. And when they had that wake-up call, everybody woke up, all 10. But then there was the thing that was different between them. 5 of them, the 5 wise ones, what was different? Anybody? What was different about the 5 wise ones? What did they have? They had extra oil. The 5 foolish, thank you, sir, they didn't have extra oil. Now, the Bible says that when they woke up, the foolish ones said they saw that their lamps were going out. Now, your lamp cannot go out if you didn't have oil in the first place. So they all had oil in the first place, but the wise ones had extra. And when that wake-up call came, and I believe that that prophecy is a wake-up call for us, the countdown has begun. It's a wake-up call, and it's time to wake up. But when the wake-up call came and the bridegroom was imminent, the ones that had extra were safe. The ones that didn't have extra, they knew that they were in a precarious situation. So they said to the wise ones, give us some of your oil. And those ones were wise. They said, if we give you some of your oil, then we all become foolish ones. We all don't have enough. Go and buy. And they went to buy. And when they came back from buying, they now had extra. But it was too late. Now, whether I like it or not, whether you like it or not, everything about life has time and season. So these guys, even though they got their extra at a point, it was too late. They knocked on the door. The bridegroom said, I don't know you. So this is a year when you must make sure that you don't just have oil, you need to have extra oil. It's not enough that I come to church. I have to have extra oil. I have to have a personal relationship with God. My prayer life cannot be corporate prayer. I must be doing something at home. And as I'm sharing this with you, I'm sharing it with myself too. And my prayer is that God would help us. You know, somebody said, if I was listening to a message this week, and the person said something along this line, that a lot of people, we haven't discovered the power in, for instance, his example was prayer. That if you understand the power in prayer, you would never miss a prayer meeting. You would never miss a vigil. You would never miss an opportunity to pray. So when you have to cajole people, when I have to force myself to show up, or I don't show up, it's because I haven't yet discovered something. 2018 for you and I is a year where we must discover. And it's not just in prayer, in our relationship with God, in what God has assigned to you, in who God says you should be. Why? The countdown to the end has begun. I pray that when he comes, we would all have extra oil in Jesus' name. So the charge for us that we're looking at today, and if you want to give the message a title, this is what the charge is. It's a charge. It's the beginning of the year. This phrase has been used in many contexts, but in our context today, it's a charge for the year. And the charge is that 2018, for you and I, 2018 is a year to discover, a year to develop, and a year to deploy. Now, I want to make sure we all got it, so I want you to turn to one person and say to them that 2018 is their year to discover. 2018 is your year to develop. And 2018 is your year to deploy. So if we look at each of those D's, the first one, discover, we all know what it means to discover, to find something. Maybe you're searching for something, you found it. Sometimes you're not searching for it, but you found it. So that's discover. And then we all know develop. Develop is about growth. I'm in a low place, I go higher, I've developed, right? So that's develop. And then deploy. Deploy talks about use, utilizing. 2017 is a year to deploy. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says that the whole of creation is waiting for something. What are they waiting for? The whole of creation is waiting for the manifestations of the Son of God. The whole of creation is waiting for you to deploy, to show up, to manifest. I pray that indeed this will be our year to manifest in Jesus' name. So I'm going to take us back a few Sundays. And I think the children might not really have enjoyed Sunday school, but I think it was a fantastic way to do Sunday school today. God bless Sister Jude. Because they're not going to forget it. They had to recap. So it's important that we too, throughout the year, don't take God's words lightly. Go back to it. Go back to your notes. On the website, we have the messages. Listen again. Pray about them again. So I'm going to make you go back a few weeks. I know some of us went here then. But for those of us that were here a few weeks back, we looked at the fig story, the story of the fig tree. And that's found in Mark 11, verses 12 to 25. Mark 11, verses 12 to 25. So in the story of the fig tree, and because we did it a few weeks ago, I'm just going to mention some points there. We're looking at discovering, developing, and deploying. The Bible says that Jesus is going along, and from afar, he sees a fig tree. And he goes to that fig tree expecting fruit, right? And when he gets there, it's full of leaves, but no fruit. And then Jesus does something. He curses that tree. But the Bible also tells us that it wasn't the time for figs. So you wonder, why would he go there expecting fruit if it's not the time for figs? It looks a bit unfair, right? But apparently, the way fig trees work is that they have a mini fig bud. It's like a mini fruit. If you go online, you can see the pictures. I had a look at the pictures yesterday. And those come first. Apparently, those come at the same time as the leaves or before the leaves. So whenever you see a fig tree and you see leaves, when you go to it, you expect to see these mini figs. And these mini figs are actually eaten. They're sold in the market. And then later on, down the line in the season, you have the proper figs. But if those mini figs don't come, that means that year, that fig tree is not going to be fruitful. It's not going to give any fruits. So that was the context. When Jesus went, he saw all these leaves. So that fig tree had discovered itself. The fig tree knew it was a fig tree. The fig tree had even developed. It was big. It had loads of leaves. It looked like, you know, a fruitful tree. But it hadn't deployed when Jesus got there. And for a lot of us, our lives might be like that. We look like we're spiritual. We look like we have an awesome relationship with God. Maybe we've discovered. Maybe we're developing. Maybe we're coming to church every Sunday. But do we have the fruits? Jesus went there, no fruits, no deployment, and he cursed that tree. So it's important. It's not enough that I discover, for instance, my relationship with God, who God is to me and all that. I must develop it. I must grow. Spiritually, I must grow. I must spend time with God. I must love him with everything. I must be a person of the word. Just last Sunday, we looked at 4 points that will make us prosperous in 2018. We said we should love God, love our neighbors, take the word of God highly, spend time with the word. We said we need to know God's will and do it. Now, I must do all these things. So I have to discover, I need to develop, but I must deploy as well. I must manifest. I pray that God would help us, that we wouldn't be people who know we're Christians, kind of. We're developing, we're doing Bless Me Club, but we never go out there and manifest. I pray that we would manifest in 2018 in Jesus' name. Another tree story, another tree parable is the Bible reading that we had. God bless Yemi for a wonderful reading and getting us to say that hallelujah more powerfully than we did initially. In this story, it's about a barren fig tree this time around. So this one, the owner comes, and the Bible says he comes to look for fruit. He's expecting fruit. And he gets there and there's no fruit. And he says to the caretaker, look, for 3 years I've been coming. So that wasn't the first time he had come. He had been coming before expecting fruit. For 3 years I've been coming and this tree has not deployed. It hasn't manifested. So he says, cut it down. Why should it just take up space? But the caretaker begs for mercy for this tree and says, give it one more year. Give it one more year. In that year, I would dig around it. I would fertilize it. And if after a year it doesn't have fruit, then you can cut it down. Now, what happened there is that caretaker begging for mercy for that extra year, for that tree, it's like an open door because it's given it a door of opportunity to turn things around. And for us, God says 2018 is a year of open doors. Now, everything is time-based. So for somebody, 2018, you might be like that fig tree. Who knows? 2018 might be your one door of opportunity to turn things around. God gives us assignments, but we can't hold God to ransom. If we refuse to do what God has asked us to do, we can't say to God, you have to wait till I'm ready, till it's convenient for me. There was Saul, there was Paul. Saul did not do God's will. God moved on from Saul to David. I pray that none of us will be replaced in Jesus' name. So you can't hold God to ransom. And God said, concerning this fig tree, after a year, if it doesn't bear fruit, the caretaker said, then cut it down. I pray that for all of us, if 2018 is your 1 year of opportunity, that God would help you to cooperate with him in the name of Jesus. I pray that none of us would be cut down. We all know John 15:2 that talks about us being the branches. It's not enough to just discover, develop. We must deploy. God is looking for the fruits. God is looking for us to manifest. And I pray God would help us to, in Jesus' name. For the young people, as a young person, there's some assignments God has given you that if you don't do them now, it would be too late. As older people, there are things that God has entrusted to us in 2018. 2018 is a year to discover. It's your responsibility to draw close to God and discover in the different areas of your life. It's your responsibility, God helping you to develop, and it's your responsibility to cooperate with his grace so that you can deploy. Many things there are that we need to discover, that we need to develop and deploy. But the truth of the matter is that every single one of us, our lives are different. Every single one of us, God has wired us differently. Our assignments are different. Our callings are different. So my prayer is that for every single one of us, God would speak to us as individuals so that we would start to see, that our eyes would be open to see those areas, those things that he's called us to discover. So your relationship with God, like we said, it might be in the area of your gifts and your talents, the things God has placed within you. You need to discover what those things are in 2018. And then don't just discover what they are. Develop them. Develop them and deploy them. We've said that we're not going to let fear hold us back. There are many things that hold people back from discovering, developing, and deploying. But don't let fear hold you back. Like we sang, we're children of God. Nothing should hold us back. And like that fig tree, God has given us everything that we need. Everything that we need to be fully who he says that we should be in 2018. And my prayer is that we would cooperate with him in Jesus' name. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, it's a verse that I really love. This is Paul speaking. 1 Corinthians 15:10. He says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. So God has given us his grace. Yes, he's given us his saving grace for salvation. But not just that, he's given us his enabling grace to fulfill his purpose for us. He's given us his enabling grace to fulfill your calling. As a dad in 2018, don't shank your responsibilities. As a dad, be who he's called you to be. Teach your children, train them up in the way of the Lord. As a mother, play your part. The father has his role, the mother has his role. One person should not carry the load of everyone. I pray that in 2018, we will not fail God in the name of Jesus. God has called some of us to affect and impact the destinies of other people in 2018. Are you going to do it? Discover it, develop it, and manifest, deploy it. There are people that in 2018, if you don't discover what God has asked you to do that would have an impact on their lives, you will fail them. You will fail God. But I pray for us that we would discover in the name of Jesus. And it doesn't happen by accident. It's something that we have to be intentional about. We started off by talking about this passion. Somebody who's going to discover who God says they are, discover what he's entrusted into their hands in 2018, they have a part to play. You have to really want it. There's some things in your life that need to go for it to happen. For you to discover and get into the depth of relationship that God wants to have with you in 2018, there might be some things that you do that you have to stop. And if you don't stop that thing, you can't get there. So I pray that God would help us, that in areas where we need to be drastic, I beg us, let's be drastic. This year, who wants to be who God says that they are? Who wants to fulfill their purpose? The countdown has begun. The countdown has begun. And so in different areas of your life, you might be at different phases. In one area, you might have discovered you're developing. Maybe you're not deploying. In 2018, start to deploy. For some of us, it might be the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We're not even sure what we have. You need to discover as you draw close to God and start to stir it up. Paul said to Timothy, he said, stir up that gift within you. You have to use it. You have to develop it. It's not enough to just have a gift and sit on it. God has given it to you so that you can deploy. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 12 that all the gifts of the Spirit, they're given for the edification of the body. They're not given for you to feel good that, oh, you, when people are talking about stuff, maybe you always have some insight into it and you think, oh, that's so awesome. That's not why you have it. That's an abuse of the gift. I pray that God would help us that in 2018, we would indeed discover, develop, and deploy. I'm going to conclude with another tree analogy. I have a lot of tree analogies this morning. And that tree is the tree, the man in Psalms 1, verses 1 to 3, who God compares to a tree planted by the rivers of water. Psalms 1, verses 1 to 3. And the charge is that, like this man, we should develop, we should discover, develop, and deploy in 2018. So Psalms 1, verses 1 to 3. And I'd like us to read it together. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Now, this is somebody who has discovered who he is. How do we know? The Bible says his company is not wicked people. His counsel, it's not deceitful people. He knew, he discovered who he was, and he walked according to who he was. In 2018, I pray for you that you would discover who God says you are in Jesus' name. The Bible says his delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates day and night. He develops in the law of the Lord. He's consistent. He doesn't start off with fire in January, and by March, the whole fire has died down. Every day, consistently. I pray that in 2018, you'll be consistent in the name of Jesus. And then it says that he deploys, he manifests. He says he brings forth his fruit in its season. In its season, we have to be fruitful. 2018 must be for you and I a year of fruitfulness. And I pray that it will be so in Jesus' name. And finally, like we said last week, it says concerning that man that whatever he does shall prosper. You want a prosperous 2018, then you need to discover, you need to develop, and you need to deploy. And I pray that it will be so for all of us in Jesus' name. If we rise to our feet just to pray. So we've heard the word this morning, and we're going to just pray. It's the very start of the year. It's the very, very start of the year. And our prayer is going to be simple, but it's important. You know, I believe so much in the prayer of agreement. So even as we pray this prayer, I'm going to start off by saying that if you want someone to agree with you, you want a minister, a pastor to agree with you, please just come out. It's going to be real quick. They would pray with you. They would hold hands with you. And it would be so in the name of Jesus. So what we're praying about today is that, Father, in every area of my life, help me to discover who you say I am. Help me to develop and help me to deploy. This year, 2018, in every area of my life, let me manifest in the name of Jesus. In my home, in the lives of my children, in my school, in my career, in my relationship with you, in my university, in my community, as a church on Queens Road, help us to manifest. So if you want someone to agree with you that this year would be your year of discovery, your year of development, your year of deployment, just come out quickly. A minister would pray with you, and by his grace, so shall it be. Because the Bible says, when two or three shall agree concerning anything on earth, it would be established in the name of Jesus. So if we want someone to agree with us, it's the start of the year. You want to take that step to say, Father, I've come out. Father, I've come out so that you can lay your hands upon me and make it so that in 2018, I would deploy. I would be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Do not let me go the same way that I came. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. Do not let me go the same way that I came. Touch me with your hand.
same way that I came. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. Never let me go. The same way that I came. Touch me with your hand, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we thank you because as your children, we have lifted up our voices to you today. We thank you because we know that without a doubt, indeed you have touched us with your heart. Father, I pray for every single one of us in your house today that in 2018, that this year, it cannot go by without us discovering, developing and deploying to your glory in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray even for those of us who right now we might be in a very dry place, very far away from you. Father, I pray for your mercy that even like you spoke to the prodigal son, and the Bible said there came a day that he came to himself. Father, I pray that everyone in your house today who is far from you, that need to come to themselves, Father, let it be that they would come to themselves speedily in the name of Jesus. I pray that as a church, Father, that we would discover, we would develop, and we would deploy in 2018. And Father, I decree, even in accordance to your word, in Zephaniah 3:17, that this would be our reality throughout 2018, that you would be with us, that you would be the mighty one who saves us, that you would take great delight in us, that in your love you would no longer rebuke us. And Father, I pray above all that every day of 2018, for every single one of us, from the youngest baby to the oldest, every single day of 2018, Father, that you would rejoice over us with singing in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be, because in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. 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 Please be seated. So I'm going to end before I take my seat with really wonderful news that I know that some of us have been looking forward to. And the wonderful news is that the fast dates have been announced. Praise God. Oh, I thought there would be a hallelujah or two. Oh, for me, it's like, yeah. Okay, so it's starting on the 11th of January, which I believe is this Thursday. And it's going on to one of the very best months in the year. That month is just an awesome month. It's the first, K-Boy said September. Well, you might be happier with my news. So it's going on till the 1st of March. Not September, the 1st of March. But Uncle K, you're free to take it on. Glory be to God. So please, let's remember, from Thursday, we'll be fasting. And I pray that even as we fast, that we would draw closer to God in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.